So sometimes, if the Pandavas, Kauravas there, they had so much past issue that eventually they had to go to war. So I did not talk about that aspect where we just talk about stopping or transforming. But what if there are some people in our life that are not transformable? Then what do we do about that? Yeah. When I talk about transform, the point there was that we can transform ourselves. As I said, the mind is both the wall on which the impression is made as well as the people who are putting the graffiti over there. But with respect to others, we have only finite influence on them. And if somebody is not willing to be transformed, then when we are facing an unpalatable situation, we have broadly three options. Say, if I come to a place where I find the weather to be very unfavorable, it's too cold for me, then I have three options: tolerate, mitigate, or emigrate. Tolerate, just okay, I'll get you. Get used to it, mitigate. Always make sure it's too cold. I have warm clothes with me. I have make sure that in my car, in my home, wherever I am, I have adequate temperature control is there. I mitigate it. Or I can't stay here. Emigrate to some other place. The same principle, same three options we can apply to the social weather around us. That means some people may just be very hostile. So we have three options. One is just tolerate, change ourselves. Or second is we do something to change the situation. That means we report to someone, take assertive action, maybe take some disciplinary action, or at least do whatever is required. But our third is, I just don't want to get involved in this. I have better things to do in my life. I just move on. Now all these three options can be done in a mood of service, or all three can be done in a negative mood. In the Mahabharata itself, we see the Pandavas doing all these three options at different times. Initially, when Bhima was poisoned, or when they were attempted to be burnt in Varanavart, Yudhishthira told the Pandavas, "This is a family issue, don't bring it in public, just tolerate." But eventually, when Draupadi was dishonored, eventually when the Kauravas showed no signs of remorse or reformation, then the Kauravas fought. So the Pandavas fought a war, but they did not fight primarily for revenge. They fought for establishing dharma. And third, eventually when Krishna departed from the world, at that time they decided, enough. Now we are also going to renounce the world. And they renounced. So similarly for us, we have these three options. Now depending on what the particular situation is, what is really important for us, we may decide, okay, this person is just like this and I just have to become more thick-skinned with this person. But tolerate and move on. Sometimes you may decide, no, this person is hurting me and will keep hurting me. This person will hurt others also. So I have to take action. We take action not in a vengeful mood, but in a mood of protection. Protecting ourselves, protecting others, and ultimately protecting that person also. Because if they keep hurting others, they are going to get the karma for that. They are going to get the reactions for that. So we may take some disciplinary action. Otherwise we may decide that I have better things to do in my life. Let me move away. Now let me move on to something else. Let me walk away from this. See, walking away is different from running away. Running away means my mind is still there. When we run away, our focus is, oh, I want to go anywhere except here. So it's not that I have something more important to do. I just have, this is so dreadful, I want to get away from it. That's not what we are talking about. Walking away means, okay, I can deal with this if I need to, but why should I do it? I have better things. So we if we have that mood of Krishna, you are my Lord, I am your servant. Please guide me, how best can I serve in this situation? So with that prayerful service attitude, if we approach the situation, and then we can consider all these three options as ways of serving. And you can find out which is the most effective way I can serve. With that attitude, we will be able to find out how best to move forward. Okay? Thank you. Yes, ma'am.